TED Audio Collective.
I have a great quote on my desk that means so much to me. It says, "Be yourself. Everyone else is already taken." This quote is probably familiar to you. I feel like it's everywhere. But I love it because it was given to me by a dear friend and beloved colleague who passed away. And it reminds me that the world needs me just as I am. I think this quote is popular because ultimately, we're all silently begging to be given permission to be ourselves. Sometimes we forget that what we bring into this world is powerful, meaningful, and enough. And when we lead with that knowledge and are confident in it, we can uplift others to do the same. So what are some tools that you can use to not just encourage yourself, but others too? Because our organizations and our communities truly need us to show up as we are. I'm Madhupa Akinola. This is TED Business. Our speaker today is Cheryl Lee Ralph, a true icon of stage and screen. You might have seen her recently on the popular TV series Abbott Elementary. In this TED Talk, she delivers a masterclass on how to be yourself and believe in yourself. Then after the talk, I'll discuss what happens to the world when you really own your voice. But first, a quick break.
Blockchain, NFTs, AI. What does this mean for you and me? I'm Sherelle Dorsey, host of the TED Tech Podcast, where we bring you the latest innovations and biggest ideas in tech. Tech is evolving fast and it affects our lives, from the metaverse to the watches on our wrists. You'll learn why people in AI make good business partners, about our future self-driving robo-taxi, what the next generation of Siri, Alexa, Google looks like, and a lot more. Find TED Tech on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.
I'm an endangered species, but I sing no victim song. I am a woman, I am an artist, and I know where my voice belongs. Now, you might have heard me sing that song. It was September 12th, 2022, right after Amy Poehler and Seth Meyers said, and the winner is Cheryl Lee Ralph. What? I had just won the Emmy Award for Best Supporting Actress in a Comedy for my role as Mrs. Barbara Howard on your favorite TV show, Abbott Elementary. Oh, yes. And I was shocked, as the children would say, shooketh, into disbelief. Oh my goodness, it was my first time at the Emmys, and I won! Yes! And I've got to tell you, in that moment, I was so stunned into disbelief that I don't know how I got up on the stage. There I was, just listening to that roar of applause. And my whole career flashed right there in front of me, starting with 19-year-old Cheryl Lee in her first movie being directed by the great Sidney Poitier. Oh, yeah, you can clap that. Followed by 10 years of no after no after no. before the next film role came about. But I filled in that time with TV and more no's and more rejection until I made it big on Broadway in what has become the iconic musical of the 80s, because I say so, Dreamgirls. And boy, did I learn a lot of life lessons there. And I mean, after so many moments of doubt, disbelief, there I was on that Emmy stage with this huge sign in front of me flashing, stop now, stop now, stop now. And I started to think, my God, what if I had stopped after all of those no's? What if I had stopped after all of those moments of feeling defeated? What if I had stopped? I wouldn't be standing there for that golden moment. But right now, many of us, we are feeling deeply challenged, trying to hold on and believe in ourselves. And I do not mean in a toxic way. I am talking about a way that comes from confidence, the kind of confidence that can keep us moving forward when we are feeling like we are carrying the weight of the pandemic, trying to figure out all of this political division, fighting all of the mental, physical, social violence in our homes, in our communities, to climate change, social media. It's a lot, making it hard to believe in the goodness in the world, and harder still to believe in the goodness of ourselves. This is a rough time, people, and our mental health is suffering. We all need a checkup from the neck up. And I don't mean just medicine. I actually mean reframing our thinking of our ability to believe in ourselves. Now, I know you see me on TV, in magazines, on movie screens, and you might be thinking to yourself, what does she know about struggling to believe in herself? Well, let me tell you something. I do not look like my journey. Oh, I've been through a few things, and the struggle is real. But I have learned something in my life, that there are three things that we all must do in order to believe in ourselves. Number one, first, we need to see ourselves. I mean, really, truly, deeply see ourselves for who and what we are in order to believe in ourselves. I'm a child of the 60s.
And that was hard.
Ooh. In the third grade, I tested out of public school into a fancy private school where the only black person I saw every day was the one who looked back at me in the mirror. I was by myself, and I was all alone. And the things that were said to me, and I'm not talking about just the kids, but the adults too. And when I would come home from school crying the ugly cry, my immigrant Jamaican mother would sit me down in front of the mirror and ask me, do you see an N-word? Do you see a liar? Do you see a big lip monkey? No. So dry your eyes. And when you go back to school, remember, you are rubber, they are glue. And every ignorant thing they say about you bounces off of you and sticks to them. And I believed her, and it didn't hurt so much because I believed. Number two, we've got to think about ourselves in order to believe in ourselves. Growing up, my dad had a sign on his desk, and it said, "Think." Think. Ooh, I did not know how valuable and powerful the simple act of thinking was until I came back to Hollywood from my triumphant run on Broadway, and I had this meeting with a big studio Hollywood casting director. Oh, I was so excited. I walked in and he looked at me and he said, "Everybody knows you're a beautiful, talented black girl. But what do I do with a beautiful, talented black girl? Do I put you in a movie with Tom Cruise? Does he kiss you? Who goes to see that movie?" I could not believe that that man had just said that to me, to my face, and he hurt me. He hurt me so deeply, I was actually thinking about quitting. Until I started to think. And I thought about what he said. He said that everybody knew that I was a beautiful, talented black girl. And that I deserve to be cast in movies with the likes of Tom Cruise, and he should kiss me. So what was meant to break me did not break me. It built me up. I believed that man. I believed what he said. And I walked out of there giving myself permission to take up space in Hollywood, knowing that I belonged there no matter what anybody thought about me. Thirdly, we got to act like we believe in ourselves. Oh, yeah, because when we believe in ourselves and act on it, we create possibilities that never would have been possible had we not just believed. Okay, so I will tell you another story. I will never forget walking to one of those crowded Hollywood rooms, and I see Harry Thomason. Producer Harry Thomason, who is married to Linda Bloodworth Thomason, writer-creator of the series Designing Women. I walk right up to Harry, and guess what happened? I got cast as Etienne Toussaint Bouvier, Las Vegas showgirl turned Anthony's wife for the final season of Designing Women. Yeah. Against all odds, once again, I gave myself permission to take up space, believing that I belonged. I believed that if Cheryl Lee did the work of honing her craft, building solid relationships, and stayed ready so she didn't have to get ready, anything was possible. Heck, winning an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, a Tony. He got it, baby. So, I challenge all of you to start a meaningful practice of looking in the mirror and loving what you see. Believe in what you see. If you can't love it, then respect it. And if you can't respect it, then encourage it. If you can't encourage it, empower it. And if you can't empower it, please be kind to it. The greatest relationship, the greatest one you will ever have, is with yourself. Believe me. Have faith in yourself, believing that faith can make broken wings fly, and we deserve to soar. Remember, maybe one of these days when you pass the mirror and you catch a glimpse of yourself, remember I told you this. That is what believing looks like. And don't you ever, ever, ever give up on you. I am Cheryl Lee Ralph, and I love you just the way you are. Believe in yourself as I believe in you. Thank you.
I love that Cheryl Lee Ralph spoke to the problems she saw throughout her career. Are there problems in your environment that you see but aren't speaking to? I'm not talking about solving for world peace here, but rather I want to emphasize that the way each of us uses our voice can pave the way for people who come after us. Duh, sounds obvious, but let me give you an example. I do a ton of public speaking. And often what happens as you're preparing to get on stage is that you're offered a choice of microphones. Sometimes it's a handheld mic. Sometimes it's one that you clip onto your jacket. And sometimes you get the Broadway ones. You know what I'm talking about. The one that goes behind your ear that makes you feel like Beyonce. Well, those over-the-ear mics are great, and I love them, but there's a problem. I'm always handed the nude one, which of course means it matches a white person's skin tone. If I wear one of these, or a brown person wears one of these, no matter how brilliant they sound, it's a distraction. So you know what happened? I was interviewing a black C-suite executive, and seeing that mismatched skin tone mic on her just annoyed me. It reminded me of how parts of our identity are not widely taken into consideration or even noticed. So I brought it up to a key administrator, and I was touched to receive an email a few weeks later letting me know that they purchased mics that offer a whole range of skin tones. There was a problem, and when I used my voice to name it, it got fixed. Cheryl Lee Ralph gives a roadmap for doing something similar. She tells us we first have to be self-aware. It's crucial to take a moment to reflect on your feelings and observations, acknowledging any discomfort or unease that arises when witnessing these issues. Then, when you've identified the problem, you can take the initiative to educate yourself about it. Engage in research, discussions, and conversations with others who may have experienced or addressed similar issues. By gaining a deeper understanding of the problems at hand, you will empower yourself with knowledge and equip yourself with the tools necessary to address them effectively. My final takeaway from Cheryl Lee Ralph's approach is to find your voice and take action. Often, we stay silent due to fear of backlash or uncertainty about making a difference. But Cheryl encourages us to use our voice and speak up against the injustices or issues we observe in our environment. Addressing the issues in your community or workplace might not always be easy, but I promise, courage and determination to make a difference has the potential to really affect others down the line. That's it for today. This episode was produced by Hannah Kingsley Ma, edited by Alejandra Salazar, and fact-checked by Julia Dickerson. Special thanks to Michelle Quint, Corey Hagem, and Colin Helms. I'm Madhupa Akinola. Talk to you again next week.